Pronunciation. Pronunciation should be a major area of emphasis from the beginning and throughout the first period of studying a new language. You should set high standards and work hard on pronunciation practice on your own. Many learners do not put enough deliberate effort into pronunciation and resign themselves to speaking as if they were pronouncing their native language. Any person can learn to pronounce any language, regardless of nationality. Some people may achieve better results than others, but we can all get pretty close if we work at it. Mandarin Chinese, with its four tones, is very different from English. Nevertheless, I was determined to master Mandarin pronunciation and to learn to speak like a native. I believe I have come pretty close, perhaps because I did not consider the possibility that I could not do so. In fact, I made pronunciation the major focus of my early effort, and I recommend this to you as well. It takes longer to get a feel for speaking in a grammatically correct manner, but you can work on pronunciation from the beginning. At The Linguist, we provide you with audio files of the basic sounds of the language using the 500 or so most commonly used words. You will be able to hear and repeat examples of these sounds while reinforcing your knowledge of this basic vocabulary. There are also texts using this basic vocabulary where each sentence is an individual audio file that you can repeat or download for repetitive listening. Using this and other material at our website, your pronunciation activity should consist of four steps to train yourself to pronounce correctly. First, listen repeatedly to material within your basic range of comprehension, concentrating on pronunciation. Listen carefully to the intonation. Try to become conscious of the rhythm and breathing pattern. Try to identify separate words and phrases. With repetition, this gradually becomes easier. The language sounds strange at first, but will become more familiar with repetitive listening. Second, repeat individual words and phrases out loud, both during and after listening. You will remember certain phrases. Try to say them over and over again to yourself while doing other tasks. You will have trouble with certain sounds. Work especially hard to master them. Then practice repeating phrases and sentences with the proper emphasis and intonation. Third, read sentences and paragraphs out loud. First very slowly and then more quickly, and always in a loud voice. Imagine you are a native speaker. Exaggerate. Pretend you are an actor. Have fun with it. You should alternate between reading unfamiliar material and reading something that you have written and had corrected. Fourth, record your own pronunciation and compare it to a native speaker. This will train you to hear the differences in pronunciation between yourself and a native speaker. You have to hear it to be able to pronounce it. Recording your own pronunciation also serves as a record of your progress as your pronunciation improves. The sounds, the intonation, and even the writing system of your native language can influence your pronunciation of the second language. You have to force yourself to train the muscles of your mouth to make the new sounds accurately. You may have to breathe differently to pronounce the new language correctly. Work at imitating the new rhythm. The more you are able to establish freedom from the influence of your native language, including the influence on pronunciation, the better you will learn the second language. Learn to be your own toughest pronunciation critic when you are working on it alone, and then forget about it and be relaxed when speaking to others. People are unlikely to comment on your pronunciation, as long as you are easily understood. Remember that perfection is not the goal, just comfortable communication.
TheLinguist.com, the power of language.